With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Environment Canada says we could get a lot of rain over the next 24 hours. A special weather statement says a low-pressure system will bring us rain late today and overnight and flurries tomorrow night. The OPP isn't saying much about a standoff yesterday in Leamington, right outside Blackburn Radio Studios on Talbot Street East. They responded with the Emergency Response Team, the Tactics and Rescue Unit, the Crisis Negotiations Unit, and the K-9 Unit. Police didn't release any other information, but say there's no threat to public safety. Windsor police say they caught a break-and-enter suspect in the act. That was at a business on Kennedy Drive West early yesterday morning. They spotted a man fleeing the scene when they arrived. A 29-year-old man was taken into custody with several stolen items. The United Way in Windsor plans to use a donation of over $508,000 to fight childhood poverty in the city. Andrew Bothamy is with United Way.
We need to change the long-term future for these kids, give them the opportunity to get into careers where they can earn a living wage themselves. And we really want to see over the next 10 years a generation change and get lifted out of poverty.
The money was collected by workers at Ford in Windsor, Ledac, and Penske Logistics. The Ford government is giving female MPPs time to speak about International Women's Day in the legislature. That's today. The Toronto Star says it said no originally, but gave in after an outcry, and now the group wants an apology. You have a right to protest, but not to harass people. That from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, speaking about protests across the country against the war in Gaza. Trudeau told the Globe and Mail he's heard from those in the Jewish community who no longer feel safe. He condemned recent behavior, including a demonstration last weekend that canceled his event with Italy's Prime Minister. The U.S. is warning Americans in Moscow to avoid large gatherings for the next 48 hours. Global News says American officials are monitoring reports of possible plans by extremist groups. Americans are already advised not to go to Russia. Canada has issued a similar advisory, but there's no word if Global Affairs will issue a warning too. And a former radio personality from Blackburn Radio is being inducted into the International Women's Boxing Hall of Fame. Kara Rowe got into the sport while at the University of Windsor when she was dating a Windsor Spitfire player.
I remember suggesting to him, hey, some of your teammates go to boxing to get stronger, get tough on the ice, be comfortable fighting on the ice. Maybe it's something that we should look into. And we went and started at Border City Boxing in Windsor. And it kind of went from there.
Rowe went 18-0 as a lightweight from 2002 to 2011 and was the world's women's lightweight champion in 2005. A 7-2 loss for the Spitfires last night in North Bay. Amherstburg lost to Blenheim 8-5 and is eliminated from the playoffs. The Leafs lost to Boston 4-1. In spring training, 5-4 for the Jays over a split Tigers squad. The rest of the Tigers beat the Yankees 11-5. The Raptors lost to the Suns 120-113. But the Pistons beat the Nets 118-112. We'll get rain this afternoon and up to 11 today. Rain tonight, windy, down to 9. Rain, windy tomorrow, falling to 4 in the afternoon. And on Sunday, flurries and 2. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.